The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Path 7 in partnership with Advertising Week. Path 7 helps brands scale partner marketing with seamless content distribution, real-time lead data, and consistent brand experiences. Powered by partners, built for performance.
So I'm delighted to welcome to this edition of the Business of Marketing podcast, recorded live here at Advertising Week Europe, Kat from SBS. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, absolutely delighted.
So first of all, give us a bit of a rundown. Tell us about your role and what SBS is all about.
Yeah. So my role, I'm growth lead for SBS. It's a great team to be a part of. So SBS officially launched last year. And essentially, we're giving unparalleled access for indie agencies to a whole plethora of marketing and advertising technology for programmatic. But also with that comes with the support and expertise of our program, So with that comes the support and expertise of our programmatic experts within the team as well. It's a really exciting solution. And I think the word solution gets battered around quite a lot, but it's actually addressing a problem, which we'll probably come on to. My role is growth lead. Quite ambiguous these days, that term, right? So small business gets stuck into quite a lot of it, but ultimately it's about getting SBS out there, talking about all the amazing work that we do, but also what we're doing in the industry. So that covers quite a lot.
Well, and this is the perfect platform for that, right? So, let's bring that to life. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so SBS, as I mentioned, it's specifically designed for indie agencies because we understand the challenges that come with being an indie agency, right? And we've got all of the day-to-day, running a business, delivering work for clients, all those things. But we noticed the issue and the kind of bureaucracy out there, really, in terms of what indie agencies face, particularly with gaining access to the technologies that they need, particularly those that have come out of, say, holdco agencies that are used to luxuries in terms of accessing, that they don't even realise that actually perhaps smaller businesses might face in terms of not only access, but the expertise really that's required to deliver really quality programmatic campaigns. Because I think a lot of people shy away when they hear the word programmatic. It can be big and scary and all those sorts of things. But when done right, it's an incredibly sort of groundbreaking way to connect with audiences. So SBS have an actual solution. And as I say, the word solution, I think, gets battered around quite a bit. This is giving indie agencies a fair advantage in the industry. It's super exciting that the talent, you know, that is formed in indie agencies, we've recognised that. There's amazing talent within these indie agencies. It's just that there's a lot of red tape for them to get over. And as well as I mentioned, all of the difficulties on, you know, growing a small independent indie agency comes with some of these red tapes that they face. We're unlocking that. So we're giving them that direct access as well as the support that comes with that too.
So you're basically democratizing access to programmatic in one sense.
Exactly that. Yeah. Okay. And it's all built on partnerships. So yeah, that's why I'm very excited to talk about this subject today. And I think my take on partnerships is when people come round a table to work together where everyone wins. And that's exactly what SBS have created. So we don't use the word competition. We use community a lot. We talk about community. But for us, every sort of audience type that we're working with at SBS, whether it's our clients, the vendors that we partner with, even internally, it's all about community and about how we all work together so that we all win. And that's exactly what it's achieving. Because I talk about, you know, this red tape, it's understandable from a vendor perspective.
Yeah.
You know, for them to scale and build their businesses and be profitable, it makes sense that they offer and prioritize bigger accounts, those sorts of things. I've been there and done it. It's difficult to scale a digital product and manage, you know, the smaller businesses that are coming through. And it's difficult because you do want to service them because they can grow into these big key accounts eventually. But it's a very difficult thing to do. So that's where SBS create a great layer, not only for the agencies that we're serving, but for those vendors themselves as well. It sort of takes away that legwork for them. You know, they still get the campaigns running through their tech, but it means that they haven't got to be as hands-on. They can leave that to us to support those agencies and deliver those amazing campaigns for their own clients.
And tell me more about that community of because, you know, it's a pretty pretty interesting kind of ecosystem that you're building, right? You've got the vendors, you've got the agencies. Tell me a little bit more about that kind of the dynamics that go on in managing that kind of partner ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, SBS is formed on partnerships, and that's really where the legwork has come in to build this business. So while SBS as a brand was fully launched last year, the technologies, but more importantly, the partnerships have been around for a long time, and we've been building that in the background for plus 5 years now. And I think that that's key. So for an example, if you're an indie agency, you're typically building a relationship with 1, 2, 3 platforms to deliver your campaigns. Where actually, is it the right campaign? Do you know enough about each particular technology? What other technologies are out there? So this is where SBS has formed those true partnerships with 50 plus technologies, right? So we've kind of taken that legwork out of that. So we've got these genuine partnerships where we understand how these technologies work, the benefits of each particular one. This is omnichannel, by the way.
Yeah.
So whether that's out of home,
amazing.
Social. Yeah, exactly. And that's where our expertise really lies in. We've got those partnerships. We understand each technology and how to implement those within your campaigns. And we can deliver that to the clients in terms of the agencies, which are our clients. And we can be hands-on. I think a lot of agencies struggle. They might have access to the technologies, but then they face challenges when they need help or they have questions around these technologies. And then, you know, they're getting delayed answers and so forth.
And you're there to provide that
in a
human sense, in an advisory sense, a kind of services sense.
Which is so important, right? I think there's a lot of technologies out there, which is fabulous. We've seen this whole boost of mad tech technologies out there. We still need the human beings in between us for the creativity, for the support, for the help. And as I say, indie agencies are facing so many different challenges, particularly around growth, growing teams, growing their talent. You need human beings to upskill and support to, you know, produce the expertise and deliver.
And you're providing that economy of scale, right, as well, right?
Exactly.
Lowering the barrier to entry, helping protect margins.
Exactly that. And, you know, even looking at, you know, again, with programmatic, if people are erring away that and, you know, thinking, oh, it's all this reach and, you know, how do we control? And, you know, there's brand safety to think about, all of these, you know, nuances that come within it. We can be that hands-on that we're really tracking your campaigns, knowing exactly where your creative is appearing. We can track that, but also the ROI side of that as well. So there's all of these fine details in terms of programmatic that we can be that sort of safety layer for you and bring our expertise to the table.
Give me an example of, you know, one of the kind of the relationships, you know, that you're kind of most proud of.
I think it's really interesting, actually. And I was thinking about this on the way here. We kicked off a new relationship at the very beginning of this year in January. What a great start to the year, hey? And this is what we're seeing quite often. It's an agency formed by talent that's come out of Holdco. And we're seeing this time and time again. Talent is coming out of Holdco, setting up their own boutique agencies because they've got the expertise. They can bring the clients with them. And then they face this problem. We were used to these luxurious technologies and teams and resources, but it's now a struggle for us to deliver the campaigns, or we're limited and so forth. This is, again, you know, start a conversation with SBS. We can give you that access, that almost freedom to what you had before, but now as your own independent agency. And you genuinely see clients' eyes light up and that light bulb moment of, excellent. Okay, this is a game changer. This is going to change things for our clients. We can deliver sort of world-class campaigns that compete. And we're leveling the playing field that way. Because in my opinion, from what sets one agency to another is the people within it.
Yeah.
Right? So we're seeing this talent forming and setting up new indie agencies, and it's amazing, it's exciting, right? And quite often, you know, even in a hold co-relationship, it might be actually one or two people that client really builds that relationship or that trust with. But when they come out and set their own agency up, they're then bound. And herein lies the problem that we've got this solution for. So that's one particular recent client that we brought on board, that it's going to be a game changer for them. They can scale quickly. They can deliver immediately for their clients because they've got the tools there that they need, that they're used to as well. So that's something that's a real sort of key situation for us, is people that are sort of used to that scenario, but suddenly they don't have the tools that they need.
And what about the kind of scenario where, you know, an indie agency that perhaps isn't actually undertaking any programmatic goes, well, hold on a second, you know, why don't I open up a new revenue stream?
Yeah, this is something that excites me, right, in terms of the ease for this, but also, as you know, we alluded to before, that hands-on human approach. And interestingly, we had a couple of conversations recently with agencies that are building digital products, right? They're building websites, apps,
yep.
All of that sort of amazing product build, and they want to drive traffic to it so that they can tell their clients, actually, we're building, but we're driving traffic to it. And that's something that's very easily available by working with SBS, because as well as what we offer in terms of the access and that support, we offer a flexible model with that. Whether that's self-serve, so we give you the platform media agency that you're used to delivering these campaigns with, and off you go through one simple platform. Or the other end of that spectrum is through our managed service. So actually, you don't know anything about programmatic just yet. That's fine. Let us deliver those campaigns for you. You're creating the assets, what have you. And we can deliver those campaigns and run that traffic to those sites and those websites that you're building. And we can be as flexible to be sort of in between that as well. So if you want to build a team out eventually and offer sort of media and advertising and promotional services, we can hold your hand with that to eventually scale out to a self-managed service.
And what's been the reaction from the brands themselves? So we know we talked a little bit about the vendors and we're talking about the agencies, but the brands obviously are the buyers of.
Exactly. End clients. I think it's super interesting in terms of what's going on in the market with end clients, because I think they're highly attuned now in terms of the talent within indie agency world. They know that that's where talent lies, but it's difficult, right, for them to unearth and actually find those golden nuggets that are out there. They don't have the big advertising budgets that, you know, the network agencies have. But it's interesting, actually, the reception that we're having there, because actually there's some clients delivering media campaigns internally as well. So while indie agencies are a sort of a key audience for us, as are the clients directly, because we can actually help with in-housing that way in terms of that flexible model. So I think they're super receptive to the talent and opportunity that there is within this amazing community of indie agencies and their partners. And I think that's really important to factor those in as well in terms of this sort of open dialogue.
Yeah.
Again, sort of bring back to that everyone wins scenario.
The leveling the playing field, you know, from a client perspective, right? Because ultimately, I may well have been sort of almost limited in my choice.
Yeah.
On the back of the fact that, you know, there's only the holdcos that can deliver campaigns of that scale.
Yeah.
You know, but now you've basically given me more choice, and I can perhaps, you know, choose based on the talent rather than on the scale.
You've got it. Yeah, it's exactly that, because we feel that they deserve it. You know, it must be highly frustrating, you know, as all of the other pressures that you have with running an agency to then be, you know, your kind of hands are tied behind your back in some ways. So by giving that access and supporting through that, you know, I think it's a very interesting time with everything else that's going on, you know, in that particular space in agency world. I think the whole partnerships is a theme is out there. And it's something that I've definitely noticed since my very sort of early years in my career within this industry that we work in. And I've always questioned the concept of competition and being slightly cloak and dagger or dog eat dog out there.
Yeah.
I've always questioned that sort of approach, because I really believe that when you come around a table, everyone can win. Saying that, it's not easy sometimes to kind of get to that result. I think it requires a lot of open discussion. It requires a lot of smart thinking as well, you know, to get that right. I think there's partnerships out there that can be ineffective if there's a imbalance of value for one of the stakeholders within that. Some people can leave everything on the table. Some people can leave nothing. And so You've got to get that balance right. But I think when you do and you create, you know, you get to that point where everyone wins, it's amazing what can happen out there.
And here we are, Advertising Week. Yeah. You know, the whole ecosystem's here, right? Yeah. So you can hear it in the background.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you're really excited about from a trend and coming soon, what's next scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I think for SBS, us as a business, we came into 2025 super pumped up and excited. Last year for us was a bit of exploratory. Jason, our MD, he's having a lovely time in New York this week, taking a well-deserved break. And he invited me into the business last year to help with this growth project and mission. And last year we did our research.
Yeah.
You know, we went out there and spoke to indie agencies, vendors, clients to really, we had our ideas about what was going on, but to actually really understand it from the horse's mouth was super important for us. We built the proposition around that research and we developed it and started pushing it out. And you know, it's a bit like giving birth to another child when you put it out there into the world. But when people then start responding to that in a really positive way, which started to happen for us sort of second half of last year, we were pumped up for this year. So for us, we're doing a lot of this.
Yep.
Going out to all the events out there, many of which, obviously, Advertising Week Europe is one of them. We've got Cannes coming up, South by Southwest London, and the guys of Prolific North too. So we spend a lot of time in Manchester in the north of the UK, just with the plethora of talent up there with indie agencies. So, yeah, for us, it's about just getting out there and getting to these types of events, building that community as well, and you know, bringing our clients and partners together. So something that we trialed last year that was a huge success was actually inviting our vendors to come in and do sort of roundtable discussions and learning sessions for our clients, telling us about their technologies, what's the latest updates, trends and insights, and that true sort of upskilling piece. So we really want to build on that and build on this community that we're sort of corelling together. So yeah, there's a lot coming up.
I love it as an approach. I mean, it's kind of community-based marketing, right? It's just it's such a brilliant everyone win style kind of way of working.
Yeah, exactly that. And it's really that's kind of formed on what, you know, Jay is building in this business in SBS. Jay is building a very inclusive, diverse, open, collaborative business, and it needs to be commended. It's so refreshing. I feel very liberated to be a part of it. And that's really inspiring everything that we do. As I mentioned with our clients, you know, we're building that sort of approach with them and our vendors and anyone in between. And yeah, it's really commendable. It's challenging to get right. But just with that approach, I think the team that we're building, we've just hired a couple of new people as well. The team's growing as we're growing. But Jay's really sort of passionate about ensuring that culture is built within SBS so that it then sort of radiates out into everything that we're doing. And you're just sort of seeing it happen. It's like magic.
And what challenges, you know, you've used that word a couple of times in this conversation, right? But what kind of challenges kind of do you see as you move forward, both for you as a business, but also for the wider market?
Yeah, I suppose in the industry and what I've seen over the years is the struggles for indie agencies, right? It doesn't seem to go away. I think there's always something new around the corner lurking. It kind of keeps everyone on their toes, right? No one's yet convinced me to run my own agency because of it, but I'm more than happy to be in amongst it and do what I do. I think it's always that age-old problem with growth, right? I think which any agency leader faces and keeps them up at night. I think the isolation of it as well has a part to play in that. I think a lot of agency leaders, as they're sort of navigating everything, can get quite lonely and almost sort of self-doubt themselves. And that's where, again, community is such an important thing to bring people together, to build the confidence, to collaborate, to work together on this, because, you know, it's just one blow after the other, right, of the last 5 years. And then We had the, you know, recent budget that was just, you know, another thing to tackle. You know, talent, you know, how you not only retain but attract new talent. There's just so many plates to spin, I think, you know, for any indie agency that's out there. So, I mean, hopefully SBS comes in with a nice solution to take one of those plates away. And then for us, you know, again, it's just the same, you know, really, we're a small business too. So how we get our name out there, how we attract the right talent, and ensure that we can keep that talent. And then that protecting that really special culture that I've alluded to, I think is something that's very much front of mind for us. How do we, this is a magic kind of culture that we've established that's working. We need to make sure that that continues as SBS grows.
And what do you look for when you think about that next generation of talent that you're bringing into the business?
Energy, we talk about quite a lot. Energy and passion are two things, I think, that will set somebody apart from another. And that goes not just for the people that we hire, but the partners that we work with as well. So whether it's our PR partnership, we're looking for that energy and just that sort of forward thinking, open to ideas and collaborating. The other one is kindness. And I think this is quite overrated. Should I say underrated?
Tell me. You tell me what you think.
Which way to look at that? Kindness. Yeah. You know, we're all here to earn a living and do good work. We don't need the extra plate of bad behaviour. Within the SBS team, a few of us have experienced that in the past. And I think we've embedded that into our learning and how we move forwards. And again, that's another important part in terms of what we're building and how we work, is that we're kind to each other.
And programmatic itself is evolving at its usual blistering pace.
Right.
Like what kind of, give me a sense of kind of, you know, we're sitting down here in a year or two, what does that world look like?
I mean, that's definitely a question for Jason Warner. He's the expert when it comes to programmatic, unlike me myself. But from what I'm seeing, you know, generally across the industry, is the omnichannel part of that, right? It's so, you know, eclectic in terms of, you know, all the different technologies. As I say, I think it comes back to that really in terms of what's available and how to utilize it and make the most out of this sort of omnichannel approach now to programmatic. That's one thing. I think, you know, for teams to really have the resources and time to manage that is quite a challenge. But if you get that right, and you have got oversight of those things, the capability of programmatic is quite groundbreaking, and you can connect with audiences in such a powerful and relevant way. And so therefore it gives brands that super advantage of really connecting with their audiences in the right way at the right time. The other part is then, I suppose, the sort of control or transparency, if you like, and that's another part of you know, what SBS does in terms of our teams and the technologies that we work with. We've got the capability to track your carbon footprint, let's say, through your programmatic campaigns, but also where your ad is appearing, you know, having that brand safety in mind and having that conscious approach to programmatic advertising. I think there's a lot of fear around it, which is understandable. It's quite mind-blowing when you start to delve into the world of programmatic, and it's probably no surprise why many agencies shy away from it. Again, it's another plate to spin, right? I think that's another interesting area in terms of the different technologies that can assist with that, but also the support and expertise to help manage those things that come up.
And with someone with growth in their job title, tell me a little bit about kind of your go-to sort of set of measures of success. What are the metrics you kind of live by?
Yeah, good question. I mean, in terms of growing business, for us at SBS, I think the first step for us was certainly our messaging and proposition to start with, was to see how that's resonating and the response from that, and the kind of, not hit rate, if you like, but how quickly is this resonating? and to get that light bulb moment. And so having those conversations out there and testing that, you know, propositions are not ever complete, they evolve. But I think that was really important for us to start growing. We had to be saying the right thing in a really clear and simple way. And that's started to kickstart our growth. The next thing is the community, I suppose, and how we build that engagement in the right places that's relevant. And I think that that's, you know, that's definitely the phase that we're in now. We're building the community. Clients are now coming in. I suppose the next phase from that is just looking at these sort of different audience types. So while, you know, indie agencies, as I say, are such a key area for us, there's just the whole ecosystem out there, right? And, you know, as we talk about, this isn't a divisive thing either. We're literally here to empower indie agencies. The holdcos exist for, you know, the right reasons. And so it's interesting to know how we might be able to, you know, empower them and support them in future, particularly with sort of building teams and expertise and talent that we mentioned. So you know, there's multiple things. It's ever, you know, with these growth titles, there's lots of things that we could be measuring and tweaking and optimizing. But for us, it's just a phased approach and making sure that we are optimizing as we go, kind of doing it cautiously and not too quickly, you know, so that we can ensure the right service level, because it's not just a bit of scalable tech. We've got a service here. So you need to be sustainable, but also super ambitious, which we are.
And on that ambition point, you mentioned Jason being in New York right now. International growth plans?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. When it comes to programmatic, it's global.
That's it.
So we get asked that question quite a lot. Which territories have you got experience in? Well, many of them, actually, because all of these sort of 50 plus technologies that we work with means that we are global. But that said, we've got a team actually in Italy, in Milan, with our partners. Jason's actually from Canada. We've got Paps on the team, Indian heritage. It's, you know, the fact that we've got this diversity at the core gives us some expertise anyway globally. But we've got the technologies that actually we can deliver campaigns globally. So yeah, who knows? Let's crack the UK first, as I say, sustainable growth first, Justin, and then let's go from there. But yeah, absolutely.
And if you were able to give the cat or entering her first job some worldly advice and wisdom from everything that you know now, what would that be?
Yeah, do you know what? It's a good question. Luckily, it was something that I broke through quite quickly. As I mentioned, when I came in to the industry 20 years ago now, I did question things in my head. Why is it done like that? Why is this tough competition when actually that could open loads of doors? And I sort of sat quietly, if you like, as you did as a young female in the industry. But do you know what? Luckily, I had a great, so one of my first bosses, actually, a guy called Jodie Osman from Propeller that I think you guys know quite well. He empowered me to actually ask questions, provided quite a safe space for that. And let me run with it. He could see that I was identifying opportunities and questioning why things are done. And quite often there wasn't actually a sort of direct or meaningful answer to a lot of things. It was just how it was always done. And as soon as we started breaking through that, great things started to happen. And we innovated and was managed to sort of, you know, offer so much more value. And, you know, that I think having the opportunity to do that, I was quite lucky in. But if I was to advise myself, it would be to question, explore, learn quicker, as quick as you can. There's, you know, there should be no silly questions, particularly when you're young and coming into the industry.
Kat, thank you for joining us today.
The Business of Marketing podcast was brought to you by Path 7, powered by partners, built for performance.